Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua. It's our Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. It's playoff week.
Playoffs.
Start Thursday. All kinds of playoffs. College.
College.
College NFL. Starts what? Thursday, Friday. NFL Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
They're dragging out these college football playoffs, I got to tell you.
Yeah, for sure.
Why?
Yeah. We're still not going to
come on. We're going to end. But it's going to end basically by the Super Bowl.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but look at what happened. Like, it stretched out for a reason. Yeah, they're playing every week.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're playing every week.
It's too much.
Did you hear the Big Ten ask to
32 teams
delay their game, to play their game second because they would have a shorter week than everybody else?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. And guess what they said?
Kick rocks?
Yeah. Notre Dame, Penn State, Texas, Ohio State. Like, here's the thing about those games. There's three quarterbacks. You have no idea what they're going to do. Between, Aller at Penn State, Howard at Ohio State, and Ewers in Texas. They've been trying to get Ewers out there so they could get Arch in there forever.
You mean Arch, future Miami Hurricanes quarterback Quinn Ewers.
So, I'm just saying, like, those three have big question marks, even though they've played well at times.
Mm-hmm.
Big question marks at quarterback because, I mean, I don't know if it was coaching or him, but against Michigan, he threw like 12 passes. So, and he threw two picks. So, those three guys. Notre Dame, you know exactly, they might as well run a wishbone because their quarterback is the third leader in rushing with like 700 yards. It's not like a little bit. They got a 1,000-yard rusher, an 800-yard rusher, and their quarterback 700 yards. So what do you think they're going to do? They're going to run the football. So his passing looks better simply because they run it so well. And they're a fast team. So, yeah, but I would say it's a toss-up. I can't tell you how those three teams are going to do. I can almost guarantee you what Ohio State's going to do. Whether they can do it well or not, that's a whole different conversation. But that's what they're going to do. They're going to run the football, play action you to death. And if you get caught, you're going to get beat because they got speed outside.
So we're going to have a bunch of annoying Notre Dame fans down here?
Yeah, the game's Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they're already here. I haven't noticed them. I ignore them.
You think Al Golden's, you think he's going to get Hey, it's that bum! I'm not going to hear of this story of redemption for
yes,
Al Golden.
Yes, you are.
No,
yes,
thanks.
Yes, you are.
Pass.
Yes, you are. Of course it's a hard pass.
I say let's fly another plane over.
Really?
Yeah.
Fire Al Golden. Thank God we fired Al Golden.
Al Golden's back.
Still worth it. I thought of you yesterday, Leroy. I saw a sign while watching the Netflix premiere of Raw.
What?
It said, random sign that said, 1,864 days since Ohio State has beaten Michigan. And I was like, really?
That's good. Where was it?
It was in Inglewood. It was at the Chargers in Rams Stadium. So
was it good? You were watching wrestling yesterday?
It was, wow. It pulled
out all the stops?
It really felt like a UFC pay-per-view event. It was very...
Calm down, dude.
No, it was. I mean, okay, obviously it's fake. So there's that. But the way that there was like, you know, people in the crowd who were hyped, they were doing these interviews. They made it really like a big production. Everyone came out. Undertaker, The Rock. It was cool.
Hulk Hogan got booed, though.
Hulk Hogan got booed so bad. That was great.
What do you think that is?
That's, you know,
he's still like,
he's a combination of two things. People are just tired of the idea of this all-American hero, Hulk Hogan.
Well, he's not, yeah.
And I think he was canceled a little bit ago, and I don't know if he ever
But wasn't he back from the canceling? Like, I thought wrastling fans are forgiving of the game. I mean, Vince McMahon came back from canceling many of times.
I think it matters how good.
But I mean, I guess the point was always to boo Vince McMahon. Like, he wanted to be hated.
For sure.
Hulk Hogan doesn't want to be hated.
Yeah.
Isn't he selling a beer or something like that?
Oh, and that's all he was doing. And unfortunately, they were not there for it.
Oh, so you think it was just a hacky program? Because sometimes wrestling fans will turn on you just because they don't like the bit.
Yeah, I think that may have been like, and he could barely rip his shirt. You know, that was his thing before.
What,
he was
90?
He's got to be 70 at least, right? Good.
He said 90? he did not look well. I'm not going to lie to you. He did not look well.
Let me tell you something, brother. Yeah. If you want Hulkamaniac suds, crack open a can today.
71.
71 years old?
Yeah, he ain't ripping a whole bunch of shirts, dude.
It's on TMZ. Hulk Hogan gets booed by fans. No Hulkamaniacs in the house. Real American beer.
You know you're in trouble when they got to pre-tear your shirt.
Isn't the real American beer Budweiser?
Like, you know, they went through some
things. Let me tell you something. Budweiser, let's be clear. Every redneck I know in this country drinking himself a Budweiser or a Bud Light.
But then Budweiser did that thing where they, you know, they promoted equality and everyone's like, what?
Yeah, there was a big Bud Light. Big Bud Light boycott. But then they basically invested in UFC and Kid Rock. And Kid Rock, because it started with Kid Rock shooting it up.
Yeah.
And then Kid Rock was like, I love Bud Light. They gave him like $3 million. So I thought that was over.
Yeah.
But like, that's what I remember. My mother-in-law's brother came into town. Mm-hmm. He was in town for 3 days. I said, "You want me to get you anything?" He said, "Get me a big box of Bud Light." He said, "I'll have one in my hand the whole time I'm there, but I'll never get drunk." And he drank all but three.
Never understood that. Not a fan of that. Were you a Bud Light guy?
I didn't drink beer.
Tobin.
No, he you no.
What?
Dude,
what?
You, hey, oh, hey. So you like Bud Light. When you're in college, here's what it is. It's beer and liquor.
What?
They don't have names on it.
Ah, okay.
It's beer. What do you got? Vodka? Yes.
I would say
in the world.
Bud Light is probably the premier beer pong beer. It was good for drinking games.
Guess what we had in Michigan?
PBR.
The old Stroh's 30 pack.
The number one thing
Stroh's.
We had the $1.25 special on the corner Exxon over here, down by Barry University. Whoa. Two Miller High Life, 16 ounces for $1.25.
Oh, but Miller High Life, that's different, though.
Champagne of beers.
Champagne of beers.
Champagne.
We had Stroh's 30 packs.
What is a Stroh? How do you spell that?
Stroh's. Stroh's.
I am a real American. Is that what he came out to?
And then.
No, I don't think so.
And then, what did he come out to? You haven't experienced a college party until you've had pop-off vodka.
So what did he come out to? Did he come out to Jimi Hendrix?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. The brown
I like I like Real American.
Yeah, that's a good one. That was a good time. That was a good time for him.
Yep.
Yesterday.
OD. We had y'all don't know about the Slitz Malt Liquor Bowl, right? Red and blue.
Mm.
Yeah.
I heard he couldn't have 40 ounces, so they made 38 ounces.
No, we had 40 ounces in Michigan.
Mm. Says, as you know on TMZ, Hulk called a lot of flack for a leaked audio tape in 2007 where he used the N-word during a phone conversation about his daughter and her relationship with a black man. WWE fired Hulk Hogan for using a racial slur in 2015, not long after the tape surfaced. After the leak, Hulk issued a public apology, calling the offensive language unacceptable. But he has been back. This is not like the first time, right?
Has he, though? I don't think he has.
I feel like he has been back.
It's the last time he wrestled.
Like, keep in mind, when you get old, you're not as healthy.
Mm.
So there's that.
Yeah, last time he wrestled was in 2012.
So Vlad's saying he came out to Real American. You're a liar.
What does Vlad know?
Loves the wrestling.
Hey, that's a staple of our community.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I wasn't into it. Well, I was always busy, though.
Was Booker T on sports. Stage with him?
No, Booker T, I think, is a part of the under, like the minor leagues, if you will.
It's always cool when Booker T is at the box. We go to these radio roads. Booker T hosts sports radio in Houston, so he'll be at the boxing pay-per-views all the time.
All the time.
He's cool. Five time.
He's old.
Five time.
He looks old.
Booker T?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he had the spinneroonie.
Vlad says Hogan sided with Trump. They were in L.A.
That makes sense. That makes, because, you know, I thought of the Trump thing, but I'm like, yeah, but it's wrestling fans. But it's, if it was in L.A., that LA, kind of makes sense.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, wrestling fans.
When you know what? That does make sense now. Because I would have thought the Trump thing, but I'm like, but wrestling fans.
Yeah, I agree, right?
Like, Trump's in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah, true. Hey, look, good run.
But he's right. L.A., that makes sense. Okay.
I did also notice, and shout out to them for this one, New Day, which is a group that everyone liked. Now they're working on becoming heels for the first time. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they did yesterday was say, oh, I know this place loves that garbage rapper Kendrick Lamar. And L.A. did not like that at all. They did not like that.
I thought to myself when DeMar DeRozan hit that shot, I was like, this frog boy.
Oh, it's me.
It was you, dude.
Yeah, all right.
Dude, I don't know how you can think that DeMar DeRozan is not a Hall of
Famer. There was one point, though, where Sabonis just, like, because, you know, he's just a, you know, this giant moose, and he just throws elbows no matter what. Nobody calls it. And he hit Tyler Hero in the chest, and you could just see Tyler Hero was like, like, Tyler Hero was grabbing his chest for, like, a good whole possession. He goes,
didn't make a shot in overtime.
I'm gonna say, like, we need to get Tyler Hero. Like, we need to get the street cred back up, dude. I feel like since he got hip tossed, it's been a little bit downhill.
It's crazy. He's having the best year of his career, and he is just getting just physically beat up.
But that's what you do, though. That's what you do if you want to be that aggressive. They tell you.
Dade Saff says LeAngelo Ball has put up a better song than Drake this year.
I'm so sick of that song, dude. Everyone unironically liked it and made fun of it, and now it's the number one song in America.
But they just didn't like it because Jello put it out.
Because it's not good, dude. You ever listen to a song? It's like, look at, like, Potato Dog, where you're like, this is ridiculous. And then all of a sudden you play it 100 times, and you're like, I love Potato Dog. It's the same thing now, but it's an early 2000s beat, so everyone was making fun of it. But now, I even saw Dan Campbell, like, after he broke his victory speech, all you can hear in the Detroit Lions locker room was, "Put on that Jello," and I'm like, oh god, geez.
Didn't he have Hulk Hogan out to a practice this year?
Dan Campbell?
Yeah, I think he did.
I wouldn't doubt it. Manly. Hulk Hogan.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Heat, they lose last night in overtime, 123.
Double overtime. Because you lost me at about halftime.
Miami's back at it tonight. Game 2 of a 6-game trip against the Golden State Warriors at 10 o'clock. Coverage gets it going at 8:45 with pre-heat.
That'll be fun. Now you really have a 3-point shooting contest.
So we're going to lose then. Is that what you're saying?
No, but here's the weird thing.
Why did he take
this team beats the lineup? This team what? Beats the teams you think they have no chance against and lose to the teams that have worse records than them. It's the weirdest dynamic, which means they're somewhere in the middle. They're a team that can beat anybody and a team that can lose to anybody. There is no rhyme or reason.
Their losing has been spectacular this season, though.
Pretty much.
Their losing has been.
You know why?
Me.
Spo is trying stuff. Like, I want, when you need a defensive stop, regardless of what everybody thinks, right, I want my tall guys in.
Tyreek Hill went to the Miami Dolphins facility, did not talk to the media yesterday, but NFL Network's Cam Wolf reports many in the organization are not happy with him for pulling himself out of the game.
Of course.
We'll hear a little bit from some of his teammates who had commented on it. Jalen Ramsey, though, did deny, because some people were looking into his social media post yesterday. He denies wanting to be traded for the Miami Dolphins.
I mean,
no, he like
the post kind of seemed like he felt under.
But you know, yeah.
Here's
but
the
also,
deal, though.
You know that he was also in like a big controversy this week because he was.
Oh yeah.
He like put a photo of him with his four daughters. They were all giving the middle finger, and it like went viral.
Who's this?
Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
So he's in there. He's in bed with like his, you know, 8, 6, 4-year-olds are all giving the bird.
And
people are like, you know, because you want to know something, because social media has become this thing where we judge everybody on everything.
Yeah. Right.
Everything.
Like, I don't, like, listen, would me and Rebecca do that? Probably not. Right? But I'm not, like, if that's the worst thing that his kids do in their lifetime,
yeah.
I'm cool.
At least he's present, you know, like, with his family, being a father.
What are you
like,
trying to say?
I'm saying he's a good father.
What are you trying to say?
What? Like, he's a good father. Present. I'd rather him do that and take pictures with his kids than be like Tyreek Hill or something. I don't mean
come on, kids shouldn't be sticking up the middle finger. Of course not. But
kids cursing is hilarious. Here, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, anything. TikTok. Or I'll go to TikTok. Oh, my goodness. And it's always a dad going, no, 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 no.
I'm not going to lie. You know, my son and I have debates all the time of like, you know, like, well, can I say it? I'm like, at home, you know, we can throw it around. But like, if you get caught, I'm kind of like one of these. I'm like, if you get caught by a teacher, I'm out.
I'm
going to be like, yay.
But I would say this, is that, say, if you have kids, parent your own damn kids. Right. Stop telling people what they should do with their kids. You don't understand what their relationship is. You don't know how well-mannered his kids are. So I would say, like, yeah, man, stop.
Plus, they drive in South Florida. They got
now, I will say this, though.
Yep.
I will say this. The kids running around in the grocery store or whatever, get your kids, folks. Like, we can't have this, you know. We can't have this. I never understood why you would give up money to make a point. So I'm looking at, I'm reading Julio. Jimmy's out $3 million. He ain't laughing. Right? Like, it becomes not funny. This whole situation becomes a little ridiculous when, like, I don't care. $3 million is $3 million.
He's out the money right now because I think it goes into escrow. He might get it back because I think a lot of the times there are settlements with this. And, yeah, there's appeals and the Players Association is all this. But
they're not going to give it back.
That's a lot of money. That's how much he gets paid for 7 games.
I think most of the time they do get some of it back.
Yeah?
It's a pretty hefty suspension they gave him.
They gave him a hefty one.
Jesus.
So here they go. They made it excessive. So when they come back at it, then it's what they wanted in the first place.
It's one of these things, man. I don't really know what to make of any of it. Like, it's like I could see every scenario.
Here's what the problem is.
I don't really buy that because I know the reports yesterday where they were preparing for him to come back.
I don't know, dude. I'm going to say this. If there was a Chili Pepper to be laid, I would put a little money in on the Chili Pepper saying not. I would say not playing again.
This season?
Yeah.
Oh, at
not
all?
For the Heat.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Because
do you think he gets traded or do you think that he just rides it out?
Whatever it is. Like, here's what you have to understand about this situation. If you bring him back with the antics and just throw him on the floor and act like nothing happens, when Jimmy's gone, what are you going to do with the other guys who saw that behavior? Right? At some point, you have to make a serious stand. With how there's ways of handling things,
but who
like
do you
this.
Think in the organization is going to act out? You know what I mean? Like, because
Pat.
No. I'm talking about the players.
No, the play. But it's just they. It's not that they're going to act out, but it's going to always be uncomfortable to the point where it becomes more about that than playing basketball, right? Because here's the other thing that I would say. Let's not act like they're undefeated when Jimmy was playing, right? So what are you losing? And the team is looking at this like Jimmy is making it sound and making this situation look like if you don't have me, then you can't win. And I say, we had you and we were playing last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so the problem was we didn't have you as much as we needed you. So if you
but last year's the bad one. Like last year,
they went on a unbelievable run a couple years ago, but they were still in the play-in and they lost the first game.
I understand that, and it was a bad one to the Hawks. I get that, but right. And then they almost lost to the Bulls. Like I understand. Like,
so we but can't say oh, but they, we went to but, the finals but, that year. But
you also can't erase what he did in the playoffs.
I'm not see here. The situation and what he did, I'm not erasing, okay? But you can't keep playing with fire thinking that this is going to happen every year.
I understand.
And that's the whole point is that even with Jimmy, no matter how great he has been in the playoffs, he hasn't been healthy, he's been getting banged up, and they still only been a play-in.
I get it, but... You know, with this year in particular, like, yeah, there were times where he was banged up, but then you also knew that the situation was brewing. Like, we can't ignore that the Miami Heat were trying to definitely take control of a narrative and a perception that everything was fine when it very clearly wasn't.
Right, but Jimmy played into that, too. when he first came in, he said, I'm just going to go out and hoop.
Yeah, but
I'm
think
do
he,
this.
But I think he played into it thinking he was going to get dealt.
So you think he went into it with a situation thinking that I would get traded by now, and when it didn't happen, then he...
Yeah, then he acted out. He's like, okay, then I guess I have to force the issue.
Okay, but
here's, and I'm not
here's,
excused-
here's the thing I hate about this situation, right? You overestimate your value.
Yeah, perhaps.
Because teams aren't knocking the door down like to get Jimmy.
But,
because he's left a path that has people questioning. Like,
it's pretty-
6 months ago, all of Golden State was saying, ooh, if we could get somebody like Jimmy.
That's what the word was. But here's the thing. It's pretty obvious. I think this thing comes down to this, okay? What is his agent's job? His agent is to get Jimmy Butler his money, right? The Heat aren't going to pay him his money. You got to find one destination that's going to pay him his money. He's found it. It's the Suns. Why do the Suns want to pay him his money? Well, he makes the exact same money that Bradley Beal does. The Bradley Beal thing hasn't worked out. So if they can somehow, in some way, get off the Bradley Beal deal to get Jimmy Butler, and you're paying the same money, then like, what's the harm for him? Even and especially an owner who's crazy like him, who doesn't care about the tax.
Okay, but here's the other thing. I'm not signing a broke down player for another broke down player. So the Heat don't want him.
Oh, I understand.
Okay.
I understand. But that's the issue. Like, if the Heat are like, hey, we're not taking Bradley Beal. I don't care how many Shams reports you want to put out there. We're not taking this guy. So why does it get leveled up to this area? Because Jimmy Butler feels like he's got to put it to a point where the Heat literally cannot stand having him around.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we've gotten to this point. It's not right by Jimmy. I mean, like, you know, you're obviously doing wrong by a lot of guys that you played with. I don't like that. But I also think that the Heat really misjudged the idea that everything was going to be kumbaya this year. Like, look, I would have thought that Jimmy Butler at this age would have been a little bit more mature than Timberwolves Jimmy Butler. But he's also Jimmy Butler. And if the word is true that, like, hey, he's been a handful in the background. Well, if you have that intel and you know that, you should probably get off of it when it was not at this point. At some point.
What if they were trying and nobody wanted him?
I don't know. Maybe.
Like, wait. See, I understand this situation. You know why? Because Tyler Hero been in trade talks for the last 2 years and nobody wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't throw him in for nobody. And that's fine. But great for the Heat because it worked out. He fought through it. And kudos to Tyler Hero for getting through it. He's also very young. Most basketball players don't come into their prime until they're 26, 27, right? So to not think that this young player could be beneficial, shame on everybody else. This is a different situation with Jimmy, all right? Jimmy is like Twister. Follow the path of the storm, and now we're here.
Yep.
After a certain period of time. And it all is centered around either a team doesn't give him what he wants or he doesn't get the extension. Now, Pat is right. You can't play the last 2 years and play 60 games those 2 years and then say I'm going to turn it up in January and then get hurt. And when we need you the most, you're not available for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And then say, give me more money.
I get it.
So Pat is like, no, player, I need you to play more. And maybe we can revisit this afterwards. And so he was under the impression when Jimmy said, I'm just going to go out and hoop. You know, it is what it is or whatever. Like, if there was some back channeling going on, that's not what we were hearing, right? And then we get to this point. So, like, yeah. So somebody else is going to sign up for this? Somebody else is going to sign up for this?
Probably only one team.
Right. Who?
Who they don't hold the cards because Bradley Beal told you I hold.
Right. So think about, so now you're in a situation where they don't want Jimmy back in the locker room because they got a boatload of young players, right? Jimmy doesn't want to be in that locker room. But in about 6 or 7 days, something's going to have to happen because nobody wants Jimmy. And everybody needs to be aware of this and understand this, that Jimmy, You thinking you can go to wherever you want. You got your teams. Here's the hilarious part, right? You got your team. Oh, these are the teams I want. You ain't that guy. And you ain't that guy because I say that. You ain't that guy because all of the NBA says that. Right? Nobody's knocking the door down for Jimmy Butler right now.
For right now, no.
Right. So, that, like, yeah. So that's the situation we're in. For whatever reason, that's what it is.
But that's the thing that's, I think that's the thing where, you know, I guess he's just hopeful that his Hail Mary is that the Heat figures some way to get him to Phoenix. Because if it doesn't, then the entire time the better benefit was just to play well. Because eventually, if you were playing well, you would have been in a better spot to get moved.
And here's my question. My question is this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Early on in the season, if the Heat went to Jimmy and said, there's not a whole bunch of trade partners and the deals we're getting aren't very good, right? His response is to not play?
I know.
It should be.
It's a bad look.
It should be to ball out so that more teams would want him.
You would think so.
Right. So in all this time of awareness and everybody is aware and everybody thinks they know what they're worth and everybody thinks they know what situation they need to be in, right? Why wasn't he aware enough to say, you know what? If I want to get to where I want to go, then I better just start bowling out.
So you think 5 games on the sidelines changes that for him?
No! Because now he's stubborn like Pat and he's dug in.
Take a break. Back after this. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Stephen A. Smith ripped the holy hell out of Tyreek Hill yesterday. You want to hear it?
Exactly. I can imagine what, like, I tried to look at it from my own perspective. Stephen A. is just looking at it from a stand on his, so I can imagine what he said.
What do you picture Stephen A. Smith, on a high horse or a soapbox?
Soapbox. He wants everybody looking at him.
In a glass house.
Oh
yeah. Like that one? But so I tried to give it from a player's perspective without just standing on a soapbox and ripping him. I tried to explain why it was an issue. Whereas Stephen A is just gonna attack the comments and whatever.
You wanna hear what he said?
Sure.
Here's Stephen A. Smith.
May I go first, fellas?
Sure.
Man,
go ahead.
Oh, hell to the no. Stay your ass right there. You want to chirp, right? Oh, no. I wanted to go first. I wanted the non-football guy to go first because I wanted to defer to y'all, but I wanted to lay it out for you, Shay, and for you, Swagoo. Ain't this the same Tyreek Hill? Now, listen, we know he all world. He's my favorite receiver. The cheetah's the cheetah. However.
The cheetah is the cheetah.
Wasn't that the same dude that said Tua was comparable to Patrick Mahomes? Ain't that same dude? Ain't that same dude that swore up and down, watch what we do. Ain't that dude? That's the same dude. And then long before we could look at Tua and look at the concussions, or even after, did they roll up into Kansas City last year in the playoffs and we knew they were done the second we heard the meteorologist give us the weather report? Because these brothers can't weigh in.
Yep.
They can't play in weather that's worse than 40 degrees. Ain't that that's the same team? Correct me, Shay? Swagoo, am I lying? Ain't this the same team? Yeah. And oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the same Tyreek Hill who got his bag now, restructured his deal for Miami, got his bag now. I don't want to hear about your family because your family is when it comes to the money. Not the game. That's you. That's not your family. That's you. That's you, Tyreek Hill. This is the same brother. Tua had a 17 starts last year. This year he got 11. This year he was targeted 171 times last year. 123 this year. Receptions, 119 last year. 81 this year. Receiving yards, 1799 last year. 959 this year. That's a 38% drop in receptions. That's damn near 800 yards. This is an 800-yard drop in receiving yards. And by the way, his reception yards per game dipped from 112 to 56.4, which is his fewest since his rookie season. Life's a little bit different when you ain't with Patrick Mahomes. We tried to tell you. Wow. We don't want to hear about no family now. You got your bag. That ain't family, bro. Family's the bag. Once you get the bag, family's taken care of. This about you. Recognizing life is a little bit different when Patrick Mahomes ain't throwing you the football.
There you go. Stephen A. Smith yesterday, well, first take.
There's a couple of points that I would make. He's had his two best years with Tyreek. So being with Tua. With Tua.
Mm-hmm.
So saying being with Patrick Mahomes and life ain't better. Life has been better. Okay. This year, he would have had 1,000 yards if he caught the damn ball.
That's true.
So let's stop that. You can't talk about your situation and then talk about you ain't working a week before that. That's why we ain't on the same page.
I think that the criticism for Tyreek Hill, that is fair, is yes, he is obviously been the best offensive weapon they've had since Ricky Williams. They haven't had anybody like him. He's been incredible. He was voted the best player. But those key drops in big games,
right.
I mean, just piled up. And then you were in a game that, all right, you probably weren't going to get into the playoffs, but you weren't dead yet. You were looking up at the scoreboard and you said, nah, no moss. I'm out.
I
just think that's, here, you know.
I said this yesterday, and I mean this. I think what he said and how it built to that had more to do with his frustration and less to do with how he really felt. And I said yesterday, I make nothing of it. People say some dumb stuff when they're mad and angry about the situation. We're human. He's human, right? Now, the problem is, is because it's in front of everybody, he ain't gonna be able to live through it like maybe we can. Like, if Stephen A. says something ridiculous or somebody on TV says something ridiculous, what do they come out the next day with? We want to start the show with, you know, I didn't mean to hurt anybody.
Right.
Now
you got you.
But they attack an athlete like the same thing, KB. You could tell the way that was building. The way that interview was building, I could say, he's getting ready to say something ridiculous. Right? It was building that way. We all knew it. So now that you heard it, so I'm going to wait a little bit of time. Okay? I'm going to wait before I think he meant those things. That's it. Okay? Now, my biggest issue, don't tell me how much of a competitor you are and then not go in the game. That's it. That's the only problem I have with him. All that other stuff. A lot of times you say things, right, to try to justify your feelings, right? So him saying, I want out, and following up with, I got to do what's best for me and my family, he's trying to justify saying that. But come on. You, like, at some point, you got to look at who he's been since he's been here, and then take those words and say, that's not really something he has ever said before. I'm going to give it a break, and then I'm going to give him a little time to come back to it.
He didn't, and then whether it was trolling or tongue-in-cheek, though, he did let the whole thing linger about that it's time for me to go, coach. You know, like, he let that... He let that fester, whether however he meant it,
right.
Commas, no commas. Like, he just let that be a thing that just sat there.
Sure.
And, you know, I thought that the whole thing with him here is that, you know, he was supposed to be a captain. He was supposed to grow up a little bit. And again, it's just like, all right, I guess some people just aren't capable of growing up down here. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. Some people just don't got that in them.
Or
not that you're not tremendously talented. You're not all world.
Or counterpoint. Here's what I would say. Coaches, players, organizations. Your best players aren't your best leaders. Okay, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So stop it with that. Okay, as great as D-Wade was, he wasn't the holder of Heat culture, it was UD.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, your best players aren't always your captains. Right? Perfect example. When Tua said, I don't want to be captain. Right? He understood. Like, I, at this point in time, where I am on this team, cannot be the voice of this team. Let me earn it. And so now he's there. But, like, yeah, man, I don't make anything of it. I'm going to wait. Now, if he doubles down on it, okay.
Here was Zach Sealer. This was him being asked about the Tyreek Hill comments. Man's man, Zach Sealer.
Mm-hmm.
What was your reaction to Tyreek Hill yesterday saying he's going to open the door for his future? We didn't know if you saw those comments. But
yeah, I saw them. Yeah. You know, I think everyone has their own voice, and if that's what he wants to say, that's what he wants to say. I have all the respect for him as a player. If that's how he feels, that's how he feels. So we'll leave it at that.
Is it disappointing, though, when you guys are playing hard to the end? He's not in there in the fourth quarter. First sign of adversity, he's like, I'm out of here.
I don't know how the game went. I was on defense, and I wasn't watching the offense. I'm making our corrections, so I don't know. I haven't even watched it yet, I'll be honest with you. But, yeah, obviously it's a knee-jerk reaction. That stuff happens, and I don't know what happened. I'm not going to speak for him or speak on that. That's his own decision. But I know as a team that we need to stay focused this year on making sure everyone's here, making sure we're on time, and we're focused on, you know, winning it all next year and making the corrections from this season, going into OTAs and camp this year.
Exactly.
There you go. Zach Sealer yesterday speaking to the media. I'm no translator, but it kind of sounds like if Tyreek Hill wants back in that locker room, you got to beat Zach Sealer in wrestling.
I just think that...
Wow.
I just think that I was always worried.
It's a giant.
I was never worried about what I said to the media. Never. Could care less.
Mm.
You mean nothing to me.
Oh.
I did care about what I said and having to go back in that locker room.
Because mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. those are the guys you're with every day. So everything that I ever said about every situation that I was ever in on the football field or off the football field, always kept that in mind. That at the end of the day, I got to go back in that locker room and deal with guys that I have a lot more respect for than the person I was talking to after a game. No disrespect to the media. I'm just saying that's the reality of when you hear guys talk about what you go through as a team, that's the respect you want. That's the respect you need to play the game, not the respect of somebody who's asking questions after watching the game.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show, streaming live on YouTube, Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Chris Greer, he is supposed to speak to the media today.
Answer for your crimes!
Specifically, Eichenberg.